I should know better. I should stop. I should be stronger. I should just leave you in the past. But I can't. Because whenever I feel that need, that urge, it's as though my brain just turns to mush. And all of my best intentions are just thrown out the window. Because I need to see you. I need to touch you. I need to hold you and kiss you and be wrapped up in you. I need to fuck you like an animal with the purest abandon. I need to be used like a filthy little object, a fuck toy that exists solely for your pleasure. One that you can take out and use whenever you feel like it, whenever that need arises, whenever that urge becomes too much to suppress. You're like a drug, and deep down I know that it's bad for me, that I shouldn't keep using you, and that I could end up too far gone if I keep turning to you, fucking you, just to take the edge off. You could ruin my life forever. But right now I don't care, because whenever I feel that urge, I know that you can resolve it. You are the only one skillful enough to just suck that need away. The only one talented enough to fuck me into oblivion. And the only one captivating enough to convince me that you want to be there, that you want to be doing this with me, for me. You laugh just right. You bat your eyelids just right. You have that stupid, cheeky smile. Out that grin. You ask just the right questions, or you say just the right thing to be completely convincing. The perfect boyfriend when I'm with you. So when I feel that need, that irresistible urge, I phone you and ask if I can come over later and join you in the special room. Your den of pleasures. You say, yes, babe, and tell me that you can't wait to see me again. And when the time approaches, I text you to let you know that I'm on my way. And I stand before that magic door, heart pounding with excitement and momentary nerves at the thought of the paradise that awaits. I knock just twice, and it opens in an instant. There's that subtle kind of magic to it. You're invisible to anyone watching, totally concealed behind that door, wearing only your underwear, and with just your hand gesturing me inside and down the hallway to your bedroom. I smile as I make my way in, into your room, to stand near the foot of your bed, and I only turn around when I hear you close the door behind us. You surprise me, grab me by my hips, and pick me up. I kiss you deeply, longingly, familiarly, and press me up against the door, grinding your crotch against me, letting me know how hard you are, and relishing the knowledge that you're going to be inside me so soon. We're separated only by panties and trousers. When we break apart, you smile and say, hey, babe. And I kiss the tip of your nose and say, hey, you, I've missed you. And you grin and tell me that you know exactly how to fix that. You set me down and I grab your shoulders and turn us so that your back is against the door. I know this greeting well. You kiss me teasingly, tenderly, as your hands work at my waist and I unbuckle your belt and unbutton your trousers, and pull your throbbing hard cock. With a wink and a slow, deliberate lick of my lips, I drop to my knees in front of you. I look up at you, and without ever breaking eye contact, I kiss the tip of your cock. It's a sweet kiss, such a sweet kiss. You get almost chased, in fact, if it weren't for the reality of just what I'm kissing. And then I give a delicate lick. Once, twice, three times, sampling your pre-cum. I luxuriate in the taste. And I can't help but sigh and close my eyes from sheer pleasure at the sight of you. My eyes smiling up at you, delighting that I've tasted your sweet, tasty treat, as you would call it. My head tilts to the right and you hear me sigh. And I smile seductively up at you. A smile that says, I've got you right where I want you. Wrapped around my finger. And I know that you can't wait to see what I'm going to do with you next. I go back to kissing your cock. And those sweet kisses soon turn naughty. Swirl of my tongue. Dancing frenetically around the tip. Reoccurring hints of lingering sex, the hollows of my cheeks. All the while, our eyes are locked unwaveringly, confident, seductive, dominant, empowered by the knowledge that I am in total control of your pleasure, and you're very aware of that fact. At last, when I judge that your squirming and moans are to be sufficiently needy, I inhale your whole cock in one motion. Fuck, you whisper, as the head of your cock slides into my throat, and your head falls back to bang against the door, and your eyes roll back in the purest of bliss. You can't help to grab my hair in that moment. Your hands, which you deliberately kept behind your back, simply allowing me to work my magic, now wrap themselves around my head and my hair. You moan, and I moan around your cock. You twitch in my mouth and my throat at the sound of it, the vibrations rippling and teasing the whole length of you. The idea that I'm taking such pleasure in doing this to you. I hold you there, inside my mouth. And I grip your waist and push you back against the doors. To prevent you from bucking into me or you pulling out of me. And then you regain some measure of control. And I look up at you again. And my eyes are twinkling mischievously and seductively. In an instant, you watch as my cheeks hollow, and I suck back up to the tip of your cock. You moan again, and it's quickly stifled by a gasp when I fit my tongue around and around the head of your shaft, and then force the entire length down my throat again. Such a quick motion, and such a pleasurable one. Oh, it's better than heaven. Quicker now, I suck my way up and down, up and down. Oh, my spit shining along the length. Streams from my lips. Little ropes. Drips from my chin. Falls onto my chest, my boobs, my thighs, and onto the carpet beneath me. Our eyes are still locked. Down I go, you down your shaft again. My nose in your crotch, choking myself ever so slightly and rocking my head side to side as I suck my way back up slowly for air. Eventually I fall into a regular rhythm, slow and deep, tip to base, base to tip, so wet and lots of suction. The sound. The teasing sound, the glorious sound of a slow, sloppy, happy blowjob now fills your ears. Your eyes are watering just a little. The merest hint of mascara is starting to crawl down my cheek. I wipe it away with a thumb. You hold my head in your hand. I know you're getting close. Fighting my grip around your waist and bucking steadily into my mouth. Your other hand is balled in my hair, and you're gripping so forcefully, helping to guide me up and down your length in that slow, deliberate rhythm. I take my mouth off you for an instant. I take my mouth off you for an instant and pant out the phrase that you know. Mouth off you for an instant and pant. Come in my mouth. And I'm back at it, sucking you better than ever. Encouragingly with those eyes. Fill this pretty little mouth with my warm, sticky cum. Shoot it down my throat. Quench my need, and I'll quench yours. My hands join in now, finally when they're needed, only at the end, to give you that final push over the edge into oblivion. With a violent roar of pleasure, I look deep into my smiling, expectant eyes, and you explode inside my mouth. You moan in delight, and I moan in delight at the taste and sensation of you coming. You shake. I'm smiling around your cock, and I'm jacking it off into you and sucking you into my mouth. I know you so well. I know exactly how to draw the most out of you, how to extend that orgasm, how to drain your balls. You feel like you've been coming for like 30 seconds or more. And I've swallowed it already, but your cum is still dripping from the corners of my mouth. It's still filling me and overflowing. I just can't take it all, and I keep extending that pleasure. Your legs start to feel like jelly, and you're actually shaking in my hands. And at last, your cock is too sensitive, and you pull away. So with a gentle pop, and another sweet kiss on the tip, I release you from my embrace. Oh, and your breathing finally steadies. You smile, and I show you my mouth with the final remnants of your cum all over me, and I wink again and swallow it. And I blow you a kiss as I grin up at you.